Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
You're all distracted and you can't even look up from your phone long enough to actually do the show?
I said with a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Sunday, February 7th, 2016, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that bragging cat. And
what?
Nothing.
What?
If you want to interact with the show live, join us in Mixlr.com/take37, the chat there, or send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod. I was watching Hulk chase Ant-Man for a Coke. There's all kinds of commercials out there. I was just trying to... I'm distracted, yeah.
Yeah. All right, you're disgusting, you know that.
Putting phone away.
Oh, finally?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like every minute you're showing me something new. It's almost like there was a huge event going on today or something.
It's commercial day, I think. It's trailers dropping time.
Yeah, there's so much new stuff going on today. It makes no sense whatsoever.
There was a Civil War trailer and there's a Deadpool, another Deadpool trailer, but... It only showed
and X-Men Apocalypse and Independence Day.
Born. That was the one I watched right before we started. I saw it. I saw Jason Bourne trending on Twitter. I was like, ooh, Bourne movie. He knocked a guy out.
Just walks out, one swing, that's it.
Bam. He got knocked the fuck out.
Right in the kisser.
Okay, that's good. Look like Tommy Lee Jones is going to be in that. We only watched it the once, so I didn't have time to go over it. But I thought I saw Tommy Lee Jones, so that should be different.
We saw so many things like right before we went on. It's all kind of jumbled together. The one that's standing out the most right now is X-Men Apocalypse.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still not into
Sophie,
it.
Seeing Sophie Turner as Jean Grey, I think that'll be interesting.
I don't know who that is.
She plays Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones. And
oh, okay, yeah. I don't know her. Don't know it.
I like her. I'm interested to see what she does with the character.
Well, it did show Olivia Munn as Psylocke.
Yeah.
That was cool. I don't remember too much about that character, but I do remember it looks like they did go with the costume like in the comic book, so that's cool. Not one of those, black leather things. So I don't know what side she's on. She's like Apocalypse or whatever, but I'm still not impressed with X-Men Apocalypse yet. It just really hasn't grabbed me.
It's only because of the voice. That's the only thing you ever bring up.
Well, that and just what I've seen so far, I don't know. It just hasn't grabbed me. But yeah, the voice is off-putting. It just doesn't sound like Apocalypse. He sounds too human. And I'm saying that as an insult.
Oh, okay. All right.
Even the other people, they just, I don't know. Jean Grey and Cyclops, I don't know. It just hasn't grabbed me like the other movies have.
Well, Mystique certainly looks like she's going into more of a leadership role.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
And this one.
So, all right. Yeah, I'll probably watch it, but it's just not one of those I'm anticipating that I have to see. Bring me one too, Mayor.
It's, for me, I'll definitely go see it. I might even go see it opening weekend. But I'm not obsessing over, you know, it's not like the Suicide Squad where the slightest bit of, or the way that Star Wars was, you know, the slightest bit of new content and all over it, watching it 400 times. And
Well, that's Star Wars, so yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm doing that. The same thing with Suicide Squad. Like, way more than Dawn of Justice.
Yeah. I still want to see Dawn of Justice. We'll see that one first, but I think I am more interested in Suicide Squad just because it's, you know, it's villains. And they're in a group, so that's not a good thing. You know, there's going to be egos involved.
They're either going to achieve their dastardly deeds, but they're pretty much going to tear each other apart all the way through.
Yeah. So that would be fun to watch. Unlike Dawn of Justice, they're all going to be working together against a common goal. It does look like they're going to be fighting each other at some point, but I think in the end they're going to do their superhero thing.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because they have rules.
In a Batman and Superman movie, you can't have the bad guy win.
I guess not. I guess in Suicide Squad, though, it will be like that. The bad guys will win. Hopefully. Unless they all get killed or something. I don't know.
But are they really the bad guys? You know, they're villains, but they're not necessarily bad guys. I mean, you're making a character judgment based on morality.
Harley herself said they're bad guys. And she stole a purse.
Fair enough.
It's what they do.
Jim wants to know who Donna Justice is.
It's a...
She's a judge, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, moving on.
Judge Judy's sister?
Oh, nice. I like it. So, Katie, what have you watched this week?
Some movies.
Just some?
I think I only really watched one, and it took me a couple of days to finish it, just because I fell asleep. Mainly because I was tired, but mostly because of the movie. I watched Talladega Nights, just because I'd never seen it before. And I thought, well, what the hell? I'll watch it and go to sleep. And
verdict is?
I fell asleep twice. I can say I've seen it. You know, I just don't like Will Ferrell movies.
So why did you watch it in the first place?
Just because it was on there and I hadn't seen it. And I did say I was going to start watching movies I hadn't seen before.
Yeah, but I mean, there's Netflix. Plenty of movies that you haven't seen before that, like, you have an established pattern of not really liking Will Ferrell.
Well, I've heard so much about it, and I just thought, well, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it showed up on Netflix, you know, in one of the categories. It was showing up, and so I thought, well, I don't want to look through things, so I'll just choose that.
I certainly applaud you for giving it a shot.
Yeah, well, I can say I've seen it, so.
All there right. So you've got Talladega Nights. Anything else?
Not really. I just really
didn't
watch
anything.
Our
flick pick, I'm assuming.
Yeah, the flick pick. Watch that.
Okay.
And another one we were watching just a little bit ago. We didn't get to finish.
Oh, Good Luck Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have the mayor to blame for that.
For not finishing it, because he went live most unexpectedly.
Yeah, about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, right when we were sitting down to the movie, just about to hit play, and then like, oh, Mayor's on. Okay.
Oh, 5 o'clock, it was five.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
We already proved that we can't clock good tonight.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, we had
time
to
eludes
to
us. But okay. So my list, I've actually got a pretty good sized list this week.
Oh, cool.
Now a lot of it came yesterday. I was under the weather yesterday, and I very nearly got knocked out by allergies again today. But
that explains why we weren't on last night.
Oh, no one needed to know when this was not recorded. You know, I already said the date.
Yeah.
It's good. Sunday. We can, you know, we don't have to acknowledge that stuff after the fact. We said sorry yesterday. This is not Canadian content. So
I didn't go into detail about it. That's just all I said.
Fair enough. But you did distract me, and I lost track of where I was.
All right, so go for it.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. My movie list. Starting on the 1st, we've got The Martian. And then Star Wars The Force Awakens, again.
You went out to see that again?
I went out to see it again. I saw it in 3D again because I had Rey's theme in my head all day at work. And I just thought to myself, you know, you could have told me to mute. You know, I'm like trying to talk here and then...
I'm listening.
Yeah, but you're popping stuff and it draws my attention and, you know, squirrel. You just tell me to mute next time.
Squirrel.
Aye, aye, aye. Anyway, yeah, I had Ray's theme bouncing around in my head all day. And I just, as I was leaving work, I was like, you know, I really got to go see that again. So I did. But only 3D was available. So I saw it in 3D again. I still don't like 3D.
So it wasn't any better the second time seeing it in 3D.
I just don't like 3D.
Yeah, I'm not much of a fan of it myself. I mean, it's some parts of a movie, like we did watch The Martian in 3D.
Yeah.
Some of that was pretty cool. But
to be fair, we only watched The Martian in 3D because those were the only seats that we could get.
Yeah.
And then we're like in the front row too.
Yeah, that didn't help.
Well, but you didn't recline your seat. That was the problem.
I'd never been in that theater before.
Well, you not.
And I don't like
experimenting. Is yeah. So it could have been a better experience, but.
I don't recline my seat in the theater.
Why not? You don't want to fall asleep?
Well, that, and I don't know who's behind me. And my back is to the door, so. It freaks me out. I get paranoid.
No, I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna go there.
I'm just paranoid, so yeah. Can't get too comfortable in public, so.
Alrighty then. So after Star Wars: The Force Awakens, the next movie on my list is Inception. Followed by The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Which one?
1951.
Okay.
I haven't seen
that one in a while.
I forget why I wanted to watch Inception. I was just got in the mood for it, so I threw it on the other night. But yesterday I woke up with just a gnarly head pounding headache, body aching all over the place, and a bit of a cough as well. I just wasn't feeling great. So I had a movie day and I felt like watching older movies that I hadn't watched in a while. And The Day the Earth Stood Still, it kept coming to mind. So I chose that one. I think I know why it came to mind. Cause I think I was listening, I think Leo Laporte said Klaatu Barada Nikto on one of the podcasts that I had listened to earlier in the week. So I think that's why The Day the Earth Stood Still was bouncing around in my head. But it was really cool to watch that again. And after that, I got in the mood for a trip to the moon. Or Le Voyage dans la Lune.
Wow, that
French
one
accent.
Is old.
Yeah, like 1902. So I started watching that, but apparently I went on the 2011 like restoration that has Technicolor coloration and everything.
Oh.
And it's got this modern soundtrack. It's really freaking weird. It's like all psychedelic and it was an experience. It was something different. I've never seen that movie like that. And it was, you know, like seeing the colorization just for a moment, like being sick at the time, it was like, am I like flipping out? What's going on here?
I'm tripping.
What's with this music? And the, like, was there more in that cough syrup than I thought? We're not in Canada. There's no codeine shortage here. Wait a minute. So yeah, that the 2011 restoration is quite the interesting experience. I don't think I want to watch it again like that, though.
You'll watch the original cut?
Yeah. It's. Oh, and you know what? I found one with the voiceover, and it's basically someone explaining what's going on. And it just kind of bothered me. Like, my imagination can fill in the blanks. Like, I just give me the silent movie. So I think the next time I watch that, I'm just going to mute it. Yeah. And make sure that there's no subtitles or anything. And just... It's a 15-minute short.
Is it? That's how long it is?
Yeah, it's only 15 minutes. Tells the entire story of the mad wizard, you know, convincing the other science wizards to go on the trip with them. And then they build the rocket and launch it off, and it hits the man in the moon in the eye. And
yeah, I've seen that picture, and that kind of freaks me out just to see that. The man in the moon with the bullet in his eye.
Yeah, and then let's see what else. There's the Greedo, like, I, you know, they remind me of Greedo.
Were they aliens?
There's a struggle with an developed race on the moon.
So 100 years ago, they thought Greedos were in control.
Why the hell
of the
wouldn't
moon?
They?
I don't know. I just thought they would think it was just cheese.
Well,
they would.
Maybe it's cheese that's gone bad and evolved.
Greedos were defending their cheese.
No, they're not. They're not really Greedos. It's just the look of them.
They remind you of Greedo.
Yeah, it made me think of Greedo. So, anywho.
So that's all you watched?
No, I've got more, because then we watched our flick pick. And then after that, I watched Jenny's Wedding. I watched that after you and Jim did a bit of a fill-in show last night, since I wasn't feeling very good. And I was coughing all the way through it. It was great.
I don't remember hearing you cough that much. You laughed a few times.
Yeah. No, I was laughing because I would cough, and then like 5 or 6 seconds later, I would hear the cough come through.
Yeah, I did mute in time sometimes.
Yeah.
I wasn't prepared for it.
Anyway, that was cracking me up. But after you guys did that, I watched Jenny's Wedding. It came out last year, and it stars Katherine Heigl and Tom Wilkinson. And, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name. Alexis Bledel, or I think that's how you say her name. Anyway, Catherine Heigl's character, is getting married, her family's always like trying to set her up. And then Jenny is, finally ready to get married, and she tells her family, and it's to someone that they're not expecting. They've always assumed that she was straight. And so she had a coming out story, and it was all about the family's reaction, and it was really all about the relationship of this family during her coming out story. And I really, really loved it a lot. It reminded me a lot of things that I went through with my family, and it made me think about that. And so I basically spent I cried my way through this movie, and but in the good way, you know, it was a good cry.
Okay.
I just absolutely loved this movie. Had never even heard of it before. I saw Katherine Heigl and I like her. Ever since Roswell, where she played Isabel.
I don't know who she is.
Oh, okay.
I have to look her up.
You know, Knocked Up. In Knocked Up, she was one of the stars opposite. Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on his name.
Seth Rogen?
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
That was the woman he knocked up?
Yeah, that's Katherine Heigl. And then she was in like 27 Dresses.
Okay, yeah. I know her now. She reminds me of somebody else that I can't think of their name. But yeah, I know who you're talking about now. All right. Took me a minute. The name sounded familiar, but you know me. Names and I don't keep up with names. I had to remind myself of people's names today. That I know. I mean, I've known them. I've talked to them.
Like over at the grocery store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk to them, but I don't know their names. I don't know names of people I work with. I had somebody ask me that the other day. They were mentioning somebody.
That's because you're an asshole.
I know. I know this, but that's what I said. They gave me a name and they said, "Will you work overnights with them?" I said, "Yeah, I guess. I don't know names. I either call somebody you or hey, monkey or something." I don't think they liked me saying monkey, but I don't know. And I said, "Well, you're only human." Then they got it. It's not a racial thing. It's a human thing, I guess.
Okay. None of that has anything to do with Jenny's wedding, but I love it. Okay. That's where the tangent went.
Well, I didn't know who this was that you were talking about, so I had to look her up. I knew her. I just didn't know her and the name together. Yeah. She has to start wearing a name. This is why I wear a name tag, so I know who I am from time to time.
And the rest of the world is out to serve you.
And I just, I don't know. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jenny's Wedding, yeah. 2015. Very, very good flick. I found it extraordinarily relatable.
So she was playing...
She was Jenny.
British?
No. Where did you get British out of all that?
Tom Wilkinson.
So, just because...
Was that her dad?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he's British, so... English.
Right, and it's not like, you know, no British person has ever portrayed an American or any other nationality in the world.
Well, see, that name I know, and I know who you were talking about, so that's... assumed it was... Probably an English movie or something, or a British movie. I don't know. But okay.
No, it was set in Ohio.
Wow. Okay. So,
I think. I'm pretty sure it was Cleveland. Let's see. I've got more on my list. I've got Mala Mala. It's more of a documentary. Found it on Netflix last night. It's about Puerto Rican transgendered women.
Okay. Never seen it, but all right.
It was interesting. It's a good perspective movie. Yeah. And then Good Luck Chuck, which we started watching just before going on.
And it's been kind of funny, so.
Kind of funny. I love that movie so much. Oh, wait. I don't know if you'll get this, but like, I just love it. I love it. I love, 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 love it. It stars Dane Cook and
Sue Storm.
That really, Sue Storm? Jessica Alba.
Yeah.
Come on. That's all you can.
We only started watching this movie because of Soda.
Yes, that's true. Because we were at.
Now we go back to across the
street. We're back at the grocery store. Yes. And you were asking about some stevia flavored zero calorie drink, asking me if it was good.
Yeah.
Like what you just assume that I've like tried that?
Well, you're all into that kind of organic-y, no sugar stuff, so.
Right, but that doesn't mean that I replace no sugar with fake sugar. I just try and avoid the sugar altogether.
Well, that's why I asked. I mean, you seemed like you would have known or would have tried it before I had. So that's why I asked you.
Oh,
you
said no, okay. So, okay. All right, fair enough. But then we saw, or I saw some root beer below it from the Honest Company. And started talking all about Jessica Alba right in the middle of the grocery store.
Did it seem, was it just me or did it seem like everyone that went down that aisle wanted to go exactly where I was at?
Yes, they did.
Because we went down that just to get
when we went into the aisle, there was that tiny little lady with the super tight like yoga pants.
And the kid.
Right.
I didn't see what she was wearing. But.
Well, you wouldn't.
She was so far down there, I couldn't tell.
And then as we got towards the center of the aisle, because you wanted to get some of the Mexican Coke.
Yeah.
So as we get towards the center of the aisle, like she starts drifting over. And
well, right before that, there was a guy who wanted Cokes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to move out of the way.
Well, but she had already drifted past.
No, she was after that guy.
Really?
Because I moved the cart over. And then I moved back after he got his Cokes and went off. And
well, but then there was the guy after her as well while we were talking about Jessica Alba in the middle of the aisle. And ultimately, we ended up buying the zero-calorie root beer from the Honest Company.
Because you said she had something to do with it.
Well, yeah. And I said, if nothing else, it works as a marketing gimmick because you think, hey, Jessica Alba, she does movies that I like. I think I'll get this. And you know what? I'm that person. I actually kind of want to try this because I know her name's attached to it.
Yeah, and I only knew her from
the marketing worked.
Fantastic Four. And I said, well, I didn't like The Rise of the Silver Surfer all that much, so I don't know. I don't know if I could trust it that much.
Is that when I started talking about how goofy, funny Good Luck Chuck is?
Yeah. And then I said, I
didn't think that you like, or I thought you didn't like Dane Cook.
Yeah, you asked me that. You said I didn't.
So it must be.
I didn't watch it, so.
It must be Johnny who doesn't like Dane Cook. I just remember one of my friends doesn't like Dane Cook. Maybe Raphael.
I don't know. It seems like Johnny, though.
It does seem like someone Johnny wouldn't like. But to be fair, there's a lot of people Johnny wouldn't like. So, but anyway, moving
on. That's why we started watching that, because of Soda. Her Soda, apparently. So yeah, and then now you're watching her movie, so yeah, I guess she is good at marketing or whatever. But Jim says he doesn't like Dane Cook.
Okay, there we go.
So maybe it was Jim.
Maybe it was Jim.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not the big fan of his, but I don't hate the guy. But he just kind of
the movies that he's been in that I've seen, you know, Waiting, Employee of the Month, Good Luck Chuck.
Yeah, the first two I like, but he's not in Waiting a whole lot.
He's in it enough.
Yeah, he's in it just enough. But it's more of a Deadpool movie. I mean, Ryan Reynolds movie.
That's next week, Kitty. Next week.
Yeah, that will be next week.
All right.
We already decided.
So should we roll on into our flick pick?
Okay.
All right.
The Flick Pit.
Okay, this one was a kitty's choice.
Kitty chose meow.
It went a little something like this. How about the losers? Okay.
Kitty wins.
Yeah, that's our process. That's what it's become. We used to play a game trying to pick it, and now it's just like, how about this? Aw.
I'd say maybe next week we could try to go back and go through a list, but that one was chosen kind of easy too.
Yeah, that was, oh, it's opening this weekend? Yeah, we're definitely seeing that opening weekend. All right, that'll be our flick pick. Done. But let's talk about the losers.
Okay.
Because this is episode 110, and we've only got a handful of the year picks left. And we're burning one of them next week.
True.
So, we went with the losers.
The losers.
I hadn't seen this movie probably since it came out.
I've seen it a couple of times since, but it had been a while since before we watched it last night. Probably 2 or 3 years since I've seen it. But I still like it. I don't know why I don't own it, but I don't know.
Because?
I don't know. I just never got a chance to get it.
Wait, what do you mean you don't own it? How were we watching it then?
iTunes.
Okay. And so you rented it?
Yeah.
Oh. Why didn't you just buy it then? Was it like ridiculously expensive?
Yeah.
Define ridiculously expensive.
I think it was like either $15 or $20.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have that much on my account.
Oh, got it. Anyway, good movie.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yes. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I like it. I've always liked his movies. But, you know, I'm not going to go into why I'm going to potentially hate him soon. But
well,
you told me that it's not the character that defines the actor.
But I don't understand this because I don't watch.
The Walking Dead?
Right.
Well, it's mostly the comic. The character he's going to play is a really bad man.
Okay.
He's a sadistic man. And he ends up killing people. And I'm just afraid that that's going to happen in the show. And it's going to be one of the characters I really, really like. Don't be Daryl. Don't be Daryl.
Of course it's going to be Daryl.
Damn it. Don't say that. You're going to jinx it.
It's gonna be Daryl, and you're gonna have to learn to forgive the actor for.
No one is ever gonna forgive him.
You think this is gonna be the death of his? You know, the death of Daryl will be the death of his career.
It could. I would say yes. It's Daryl. You don't kill it. I mean, I would say take Rick first. Take Rick.
Why Rick versus like Daryl?
Because I like Daryl better. Daryl's just.
But why do you like Daryl so much?
Because he's awesome. He rides a bike. He has a crossbow. He has a cool looking knife. He's just a badass.
Okay, but does he actually do anything with these items that inspire you to gush at himself?
I'm not gushing at Daryl.
You're gushing at Daryl.
He's just like, awesome.
I'm gonna hate Jeffrey Dean Morgan for all time because he's gonna kill Daryl, and I'm a whiny little big cat of a man. And he's gonna kill Daryl, so I'm gonna hate him. Wah, 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 wah.
That's funny. And that's true. I will hate him. If it's Daryl. I take any other one. I mean, even Carol. I mean, go ahead, but yeah, leave Daryl alone.
Okay.
So Captain America was also in this.
Yes.
And Heimdall. Is that how you say his name? Heimdall?
Heimdall.
Heimdall?
Yeah. Idris Elba and Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Yes. Chris Evans, the opening sequence where he's playing with... what are you doing?
What?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to have a conversation. Like,
I'm listening.
I don't want you to listen. I'm trying to have a fucking conversation with you, Kitty.
I'm listening.
I know. I don't want you to listen. I want you to participate because I'm actually trying to get information out of you because I'm at a loss for words at the moment.
Okay. I was listening. I didn't know where you were going with that.
Exactly. Never mind. Forget it.
You were talking about the dinosaurs that he was playing with, like Wash in Firefly.
Yes. But he was doing a Captain America-like voice.
In front of the flag.
He's like, yeah, and like, this country's giving me everything. To the point where we even needed to call out, like, okay, Cap, back it off a little bit. It's all about the pursuit of a shadow, CIA super spy, I suppose. The guy lives in shadows and
he's a spook.
Pulling this. Yeah, he's the mastermind behind everything. That's going on, and he manipulates an off the books military mission that's led up by the losers. Their special forces unit.
Yeah,
and Max orchestrates the death of 25 innocent children, and the losers end up getting blamed. They have to go underground, and the story is their revenge story.
Yeah, they're trying to clear the names of that and find this guy.
And in comes an anonymous financier who hits it off.
Uhura.
Are you just going to constantly like refer to them as things that they've done elsewhere? Okay,
what
then.
What else has she done?
Well, hold on. Who was Pooch?
He was some dude who was in something.
Uh-huh. What's the actor's name?
I don't know. Again, with names and things.
Uh-huh. Columbus Short.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And what about Cougar? What else has he been in?
Oscar somebody who was in another movie. I don't know.
I forget who he was. I know I've seen one other thing that he's been in, but I can't remember. And I
the sniper, so.
Honestly, I don't know how to say his last name.
Yanada?
Maybe. I don't know. Yanada, saying that right?
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
Wait, on Stranger Tides, that's 2011.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that one. That was the fourth one, right?
I don't know. I lost track.
Yeah, that was the fourth one.
There were a lot of them. If I remember right, he was the Spaniard that was going after the cup as well.
Oh, they were going after some cup in that movie? Was it have something to do with the...
The Fountain of Youth, yeah.
All
right. And if I remember right, he was the Spaniard in that. Where were we?
People who were in this movie, like Jason Patrick. You know, for some reason, I kept wanting to call him... Oh, shit, I forgot his name.
Robert Patrick?
No.
You wanted to call him the Terminator?
No. What's her name's brother? Roberts. Julia Roberts.
Eric Roberts? Yeah. You wanted to call Jason Patrick Eric Roberts?
I just get those two mixed up. They seem like they're in the same kind of movie.
No.
Well, I know there's a difference. I just, for some reason, the two of them are just kind of those off characters. I don't know how to describe it. They're not big name. Well, I guess they are big names, but I don't know. They always seem like they've been in like B movies or something. Huh. I mean, they do have a couple of good movies, you know, big hit movies, but they always seem to like they do the independent movies. I guess that's what you would call B movies now, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure B movies are still getting made, but
okay.
Okay. So you brought up, yeah, Jason Patrick. Oh, anything else about him? Like, no. He was yes.
I was just gonna say that he was Max. He was the one who.
He was the shadowy figure. Yeah.
Yeah, the one they were after.
Oh,
he was mean.
Of course he was mean, but he also came off as the kind of guy who doesn't really ever actually get his hands dirty. I mean, he shot a woman for...
because of the wind.
The umbrella was blown away, you know, slightly by the wind, and he turned around and shot her. So, yes, he does get his hands dirty, but it's for, like, really petty things.
Which made no sense because he was exposed to the sun for, like, a second or two because of that wind gust. And then he
shot
her.
But he's a powerful man. That's, you know, needless acts of violence, you know, tells your crew that any one of them can be at any time, so don't mess with you.
But he shot her, and then he was exposed to the sun for longer.
It doesn't have to. It's about the show of power. Someone let him down.
Okay.
And they paid the price.
But there was only the three people.
Now,
there.
Assemble an 18-man squad in 12 hours. Do you need me to say it again?
he was an asshole.
And then he had Wade doing his... I love the scene where he's trying to motivate the scientists. And he gives Wade the nod. And Wade throws the guy off the cliff. And he's like... That was the break his fingers nod. Yeah. You know? Like he went straight to throwing him off the cliff.
He was a genius. Just tossed him off a building.
Overall, I enjoy this movie. It's good. You know,
it's a fun
pop
movie.
Some corn. Now,
we didn't have any corn last night. What's wrong with us?
I don't know. You were the one controlling the show. I don't know.
I think one of the best moments in the movie was Chris Evans when he was in the elevator. And then
right.
Well,
okay, so when he's holding up, you know, he's doing the finger guns.
Yeah.
Right, and talks about being, you know, having the psychic powers.
Which is his interaction from him when he went into the building and until the moment he gets caught. I mean, he's like he was like a bike messenger.
Mm-hmm.
And he went into the elevator and he was singing all the way in. He was singing that Journey song.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no one got in the elevator, yeah. And then
he started changing.
And it opened up.
And it just stops, and he's like, he has no pants on.
And but then I love how he actually used that in his story, you know, to lure the guy out of his office, you know, like, I'm the head of your security, apparently, you know, apparently someone's been exposing themselves to women in the elevators, you know, can you meet me down in the lobby, da 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 da. Like, he just worked it right into a story.
Yeah, and once he got the information he went to get, he was walking out and ran into that security guard, that huge guy. He was like, oh, shit. I thought that was funny. Just not like the tough guy that would just say, okay, we're fixing a fight or something. He was like, oh, shit. You're huge.
And now let's go back. Let's go back to the elevator.
Okay.
Because he was changing in the elevator, which meant.
He had no clothes on.
Well, mostly. He still had the shirt on.
Yeah.
But he sure does love his Under Armour.
Yeah.
And for good reason, too.
The shirt was wearing him, I think. Does that make sense? Sort of? No?
I think the shirt was as close to him as you would want to be.
All right, well, I'll just delete any comment that I made beforehand that made no sense.
All right, fair enough, fair enough.
Because now I'm thinking about that scene, and, well, okay. Where
but the best part of it was the resolution when the guards finally do corner him in front of the elevator, and he sticks out his arms and starts talking about his psychic guns.
His finger guns.
Yeah. It's funny as hell, and I remember turning to you while we were watching it saying, all right, best scene in the movie.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie. I enjoy it.
There was some double cross, lots of money involved.
Yeah. And
which I think is
that kind of just goes with the kind of story that it is.
Yeah. So it was a good movie.
Good revenge story.
Yeah. Losers win.
Alrighty.
I'm at a loss for some reason.
Okay, well then I'll go ahead and say that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Wait, what?
You just...
Okay.
Well, if you don't got anything to say...
I just lost it for a minute.
That's all right. It's okay. We're fantastic on time. Everything's good. It's okay if we do shorter shows.
Okay. It's just, yeah, we usually do a little bit longer show, and I guess it's just I'm off because it's Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm still not feeling that great. So sports unless you've got more to...
No, I'll wait for the stinger. I'll wait for that.
Was there something particular that you wanted to bring up?
No, if not so, really.
Then why wait for the stinger? You're confusing the hell out of me.
I was just going to say that next week, yeah. I was going to say again that we're going to watch Deadpool next week. So we'll probably...
Are you sure about that? You're getting a little timid in front of your... Speak up!
About Deadpool? No, I want to see that.
Speak into your mic.
I am speaking into the mic.
Loud and proud.
I was.
No, you weren't. You were timid, kitty.
No, I was. I wasn't thinking about it.
So next week we're going to go see Deadpool?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely. Deadpool. We're going to see it.
So now can I say...
Say your words.
That's going to be Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
And as always, it's still nights with a K.
And the Midnight Movie Nights podcast is over on SoundCloud. It's available in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the show usually starts at 7 p.m. Pacific on Saturdays.
And we'll get back to that.
Yeah, it's just been a couple of off weeks. But we've got a webpage.
Oh, look, see, Johnny's going live. If he hadn't...
MidnightMovieNights.com.
Alrighty, on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, we've got an email address at midnight or contact at MidnightMovieNights.com.
And we want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for our logo, at Judge Funky Boy for our theme, and at DC Cantel for segment intros. And we've got some new followers.
Yeah, we do. And they're actually in the notes and all ready to go.
Sweet.
Look at that. Someone prepared.
Best finds at Best Finds. _2 Find the best vines of the day. And horrible movie podcast. Wait, that's us, right?
No, I'm that's sorry. Exactly what I thought.
At one horrible. And the horrible movie podcast highlights the shortcomings of certain theater released movies. Each episode features a special guest and a horrible movie. Enjoy. Check
that out. I know.
Ready Rock D at Ready Rock D. Have you heard our new sounds? Follow at Rowdy City on SoundCloud.
Okay, that's just an ad.
It is?
Well, I mean...
Rowdy City started following us too. Or me, somebody. But okay. So that's our new followers this week. Who are you?
I'm Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Hey, kitty.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I forgot something.
Okay. The line that you were going to say?
No, I forgot something big. Because you know what I heard? One of the things I watched this week was Legends of Tomorrow. And it was one of those weird... I'm still trying to get used to Arthur Darvill playing a Time Master and having a ship that, you know, cloaks itself and everything. But what I really had a hard time with... what I thought I didn't have a hard time with. I actually jumped up and went, holy shit, that's awesome, and went straight to Snapchat and everything, trying to capture it. And that was when I heard this.
This is for the Reverend Jonas. At least I know their names now. Miranda and Jonas. Jonas.
That's awesome.
And that was Rip Hunter versus Vandal Savage.
Oh, that's his character name, Rip Hunter?
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's like, who the hell is Rip Hunter? Savage, I knew, but...
But I thought that, I was like, wait, I knew the kid's name was Jonas. I didn't know. And so when he's like, this is for Miranda and Jonas. Wait, what?
Woo! Shout out.
Awesome. All right, now that we did that. Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
Let's go watch Johnny.
And talking is hard.
Good night.
Good night with a K.
And things aren't playing. So let's try that again. Good night.
Good night.
With a K. Wait, you didn't say it.
With a K.
With a K. Yeah.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
So,
yes.
How are you feeling about that?
That was a show? What do you want me to say?
Well, that sucked. That we were off. We didn't have whatever chemistry we normally have. We were terrible at playing off of each other tonight.
Yeah, it was totally. Yeah, I see that. We were just off for some reason.
And
because there was so much going on and just, I don't know.
It's when we Sunday. Missed it. Yeah, I see, that's what it is. It's Sunday. It's not Saturday. We go on Saturday.
It's not our normal schedule, yeah. Routine. That's the word I was looking for. It's not the normal routine.
Should be able to. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So... are we going to re-record this, or are we just going to release it with the acknowledgement and the stinger that we weren't even big fans of it?
I think we're good with it. I know next week it'll be good because we will be on a Deadpool high. So.
Yeah, as long as these allergies cooperate, it's been a rough week.
And that's a thing too. I mean, you still don't feel good. You're not 100%. So. I get that. I kind of had a headache myself, but, and again, not the normal routine, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah, we're not going to babble on and on and on. I'm just going to hit the button and we're going to go.
Hit the button.
It is.
is the mayor of Beertown once again. You sent me a picture. You were displaying your meat this morning.
Yeah, I was. I'm glad you appreciated my meat.
I appreciate the fact that you are observing the safety procedures of the 21st century. Your meat was wrapped. But no, I like my version of you out on the street just swinging it around, inviting everybody to come down to like Mattress City or something.
Okay, yeah. I don't have the hand-eye coordination.
I might,
as much as I drink, so
I might argue the fact. I saw the picture you sent. You were handling the meat just fine. Head on over to revelstokegym.com and you can meet a Canadian too. That's meat spelled M-E-E-T, not the other way. Revelstoke Gym on Mixlr, SoundCloud, and iTunes.